T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Hot Rod and Happy Couple. Mini Trucking and Matrimony. Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard W. Hoskins III.
Esquire.
What's going on in Helen, Georgia?
Fun town.
That is a fun town, man.
Fun town.
We need to go there for Oktoberfest.
I've always wanted to go for Oktoberfest.
I don't think
we've
Helen
never
would
gone
ever
for
be the
it.
Same if you did.
You think they have natural light?
You think natty lights?
They'll say, yeah, out there on the patio. Now take this spiced pumpkin latte beer and go sit down out there in it.
So we're talking about convertibles, and Smitty said something right there at the end of the last segment, said, hey, I'm scared of convertibles.
I ain't really scared of them.
Nah, you backpedaling.
Well, I don't sound like a punk on the radio either.
Coming from the man with a ponytail, I'm just throwing that out there.
Anyhow, I ain't really scared of convertibles. Like, what I'm scared of is more higher performance, like your Corvettes and your Mustangs and stuff like that. Something about a vinyl top between me and the road and a fast car, I just can't feel it.
But you'll ride a motorcycle.
Well, that's different. I mean, you're automatically taking death.
You've
by
accepted
the
it.
Grips, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were scared of motorcycles too, I would say, yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
But you're not.
Right.
And it's like I said, I'm not scared of them. I just don't trust them. And when we come up with our stories...
What, do you think they're going to, like, just drive off and leave you one day?
Maybe.
Did you have convertible issues? Did you get shut a convertible top when you was a kid or something?
Nah. It's like I was telling y'all earlier. Like, you give me a 6.4 with a drop top or a big old long Cadillac with a drop top, something that's meant for cruising, we can drop the top and ride all day.
You ain't going to cry?
I ain't going to cry. I'll even sit in the back seat. But if you want...
With a seatbelt on.
Well, maybe. I don't want to get that $25 ticket.
Girl.
Really?
Just saying. Anyway.
Anyhow.
So okay. So you've got a fear of convertibles because you don't trust them.
I just don't trust them. I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh, so now you're coming at me all hard.
Now told you I wasn't going to sound like a punk.
Now you're never scared.
I ain't never scared.
Did you see that little glint in his eye? Yeah. Little
ain't no punk. Ain't no punk. Sounds kind of puggish to me. What do you think, Professor?
I don't know. I mean, Josh is right. That's, you know, not obviously you're safer in a coupe, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us here ever really put safety at the top of our priority when we pick vehicles.
I think riding in a convertible is one of the safer things I do. So Smitty's got a fear, and that's a true thing, right? Like, there's a fear of convertibles, right, Risa? Didn't you look that up?
Yes, there are actually a lot of car fears, a lot
car
of phobias. Yeah, and there's apparently a lot of people you can talk to about this.
I've got one with Priuses. Like, that freaks me out.
You're afraid they're gonna turn into like Transformers and clean your house at night?
No, they just suck. I mean, they just suck. I mean, like, literally, they suck the life out of things.
Yeah,
like, it's a Prius.
It's a Prius.
It gets wonderful. It gets great fuel mileage. Yeah, and it sucks.
I'm kind of like that with smart cars.
Those are weird.
They're odd because it's always big, like 6'8" men that are 400 pounds driving things. And
but you know
it's
what,
just
though?
Weird.
That's the thing. Big people are attracted to little cars.
Yeah, I think they do it for comedic value.
Like, I had a buddy, and his name was David Large, which makes it even funnier. He weighed like 450 pounds. And he used to love 300Zs. My extra medium self has a hard time getting in a 300Z.
Yeah.
And you're trying to squeeze and shoehorn all his chins and everything inside this car. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just weird to me. It's so lot. Weird. That's like big guys and Miatas. It's so weird.
It's like guys and Miatas in general.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
I'm sorry. I got lost when you called yourself a what was it? Extra medium.
Extra medium.
Extra medium. No, nah, you can't even call it extra medium or smedium because like, yeah, that's another topic on another show.
Either way, I have a hard time getting in it. He definitely has a hard time, but it didn't slow him down. He buttered himself up and would right on in, you know. But that was the thing. So back to convertibles. We're running through the 60s. We're talking about some of the classic, iconic convertibles of the 60s. We got Mustangs, Camaros.
6'4 Impalas.
Impalas. I had a 61 Impala convertible, and I love those things.
The Pimpala?
The Pimpala. That's where me and the professor reunited, going to car shows.
Oh.
In the Pimpala.
The summer of white and red.
That's right. That's right. White with bleeding red guts. They would get about 340 degrees in the sun. Me with khaki shorts on and third degree burns on the backs of my legs.
That is one car I would not put bags on.
I think didn't need them. I think it was slammed.
I'd put hydraulics on it.
I'd put switches on it.
So I could hit three wheel and bend a corner.
You ain't lived till you bend a corner. Have you ever bent a corner on three, Professor?
While driving. I've been a passenger.
Yeah, but
yes, I have.
He's got street cred like no
other. I'm telling you, my man over there in a three piece, and yeah, I've been in a car hitting three.
Homeboy dressed like he's ready to commence a wedding, and he's like, "Yeah, I rode in one. My homeboy's got one. Like, really?
Richard's got more street cred than all of us
combined.
That's not true.
What, Richard? I'm going to tell you something. Whenever I have like a gang reference or a street reference, I come to you first. Oh, yeah. Be like,
that's because
they're my homeboys.
According to Smitty, I lay up at night and search out street slang.
Street slang and cred.
Nah. I said that there is no way you could do that. Like, you pull out some of the oldest stuff, like the stuff that I remember when I was a kid hearing people on the street say. And I'm just like, really?
I'm gonna tell you something about the professor. He's got a history.
Oh, my man's been there.
In the words of my mother, he's got a past.
He's got a past.
He's got a past.
All right, convertibles.
Do you ever wear
it? Look, I'm also got radio cred, and I want to keep that.
It's exactly. Also like I got warrants, so y'all, let's stop talking about.
I'm the professor now. I put that life behind me. So anyway, we're talking about convertibles. We're running through the 60s, and now we're running into the 70s, and there was a lot of big, cool convertibles in the 70s, too. Of course, you had the Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
They never made a Hemi Cuda, so that was the only E-body convertible they made, right?
They did make a handful of CUDA convertibles.
Really?
Yeah. The Hemis in 71, they made like
that's
seven.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, not a big seller.
And then the Challengers there were more of those.
Yeah, and not a lot of convertibles, but the real high horsepower ones, probably for all the reasons that Smitty said, all save them just price. And if, you know, you're buying a Hemi, you probably had plans for that car, and a lot of times convertibles is kind of...
Wasn't putting the top back right. And cruising, listening to, you know, your favorite...
Yeah, like
Bee Gees
Third Dog,
track.
Three Dog Night or something.
Listening to my Al Green cassette. Oh, you didn't have a cassette. You'd have to catch it on the FM.
If you really spend the money.
Yeah, you got FM radio? That's like a flat screen TV.
Yes, you can hear modern music.
We stayed in a hotel that didn't have flat screen TVs the other week. That freaks me out.
Cockroaches, and the little three wouldn't go off of the screen either.
Cockroaches don't bother me. Stains, I can walk around it.
Taco Bell bag in the drawer from the previous customers.
I'm going to tell you something.
We hope it was
when
the previous.
When your TV's got a back on it, that freaks me out. That's man. My phobia.
Yeah. I got to give
if it ain't your grandma's house and your TV's got a back on it,
I know they sell them up there. I know they sell flat screens.
I know flat screens don't make their way to make
and they're
it
still
I know
bolted
they got Sylvanias.
They're still bolted to the dresser. Nobody's going to steal that.
Hell, nobody can pick it up.
Yeah, right. It's like, nobody can pick that
it's
up.
It's going to take three people to get it out of the room.
Oh, man. So, but anyway, we got some really cool, fun convertible facts. Actually, something I learned just recently, and we're going to talk about it here in this next segment. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about convertibles, and the professor is going to take it to school right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys.
Right, we're on 106.3 WORD.
Pits. And of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy, our hot rod and happy couple.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Then, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on over in Boise, Idaho?
From our French fry friends. Everybody likes French
fries.
Why
you got to put that on them?
Because it's the potato state. I don't know.
Is that really what it's called?
I don't know. I don't think it's technically called the potato state.
It's like home of the potato.
I don't think they invented it, but you know, I mean.
The first potato was in Boise.
I'm a car guy. I don't know. Why don't you go ask Wolfgang Puck that, okay?
Where do potatoes come from?
You want to talk about a 350? I'm your man. You want to talk about where potatoes come from? I'm not your man. So, talking about convertibles. Rolling into the 70s. Big pimp Cadillacs. Convertible tops. But all that's coming to an end.
That's right. 70s were a weird time for automotive, especially in America anyway. I can only speak for America. The Europeans never really missed a beat, but they just had to change their cars so they could sell them here. But a lot of things were happening. You know, insurance companies were really tightening up. The muscle car industry was ending. Cars just weren't fast anymore. And really, for a couple of years, that's all you had, is just get you a big convertible and float. But in 1976, Cadillac made the last American convertible because all of the companies were convinced that with rising insurance prices and government regulations and all the emission stuff, thought they were going to be outlawed, like, that it was going to be illegal to make.
Outlaw convertibles.
Yeah. So Cadillac, announced it's going to be the last.
I mean, it's like rabies shots for a bald eagle. Outlawing convertibles.
So Cadillac introduced the 76 Eldorado, and people bought them up like crazy, like two, three of them sometimes, and just put them away because they're going to be worth millions. And now, as if you watch Bring a Trailer or just the market in general, a lot of people are coming off of those now.
Yeah.
Like brand new 76 Cadillac Eldorado is going for like $25,000. But
it's still a pretty good turnaround on your money, considering what was the $9,000 car, probably?
It probably was, but then you got to sit on it for 40 years. And
Somebody's grandkids are like, yeah, you know how many Pokemon cards I can buy with this?
Right. Yeah, really, it didn't turn out to be a good return on the investment for most people. You can still pick one up for nothing. But it was weird because we didn't have any convertibles for a long time.
Well, you know, they stopped the convertibles in the vets in 75.
75, yeah.
And then they picked back up in 86 on the vets.
Stopped in the Mustang in 73, picked back up in 83.
And then the LeBaron was the first one to come back, right?
There were no 70s F-body convertibles. Now, think about it.
No, well, I mean, unless it was a factory or an aftermarket job.
Yeah. And then 1982, naturally Chrysler, the innovator, said, all right, well, that didn't happen.
Chrysler's like, we got to do something. People aren't buying these turds. Cut the top off!
Well, no, Chrysler said, all right, we were all wrong about that. None of that stuff happened. There's no reason we're not building convertibles. And you're right, K-Car was hot right then. So, make a new convertible. And everybody else just kind of followed suit.
And then you had the convertibles in the 80s. And there were some pretty cool convertibles in the 80s. But I tell you another thing you saw, like a rise of, is your aftermarket companies making convertibles. Right. There are cars that they didn't make a convertible.
No, American Sunroof Company is probably the biggest. Carcraft.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about a third-gen Camaros? Now, keep in mind, Carcraft was actually the company that built the Shelbys after Shelby kind of subbed it out to them.
Yeah.
So Carcraft's been around a long time.
Right.
And ASC has been around a long time. It's not ASC McLaren.
It's American Sunroof Company, but they did team with McLaren on a car that I actually owned. But I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't know what role McLaren played in it.
Yeah, other than their name was on some of the stuff.
Yeah, because, the cars weren't really mechanically modified.
Yeah, it was a McLaren appearance package.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, so ASC, you know, they did a lot of convertibles. I mean, they cut Celicas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like under commission from Toyota.
Third gen Camaros.
Yeah, those weren't good.
You know what? They later came out with a factory convertible. What's 90 early 90s?
Like 89, I think.
Yeah, right there. You know, they already been around for a little while. They came out with a factory convertible, but there was a few of them that were aftermarket convertibles.
Yeah, and those cars usually weren't good. You know what? Now that we're in the unibody era of automobiles, it turns out that hacking the roof off of one of them usually
kills a lot
of
the structural support.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. It's not funny. My doors don't shut good. It's because it's closing up. That's why.
Top case down. Might not go back up.
You got to pull really hard, lay across the top.
Stand on the door sill.
Stand on the door sill. Flop across the top.
That's a real thing.
Feet out, not in.
Was this in the ASC McLaren?
Nah, my ASC McLaren actually wasn't a convertible, so I really don't even know what McLaren had to do with it.
Stickers.
Like, yeah.
And they put a thing over Mustang on the front.
Yeah. Well, mine was Capri. But yeah, they did. Like the pony, they just made a plate.
That goes over it.
Painted it body color. Problem solved.
Fixed. It's almost like it was a generic Mustang.
ASC McLaren was also making those Mustangs into convertibles, two-seat convertibles, when you could already buy a Mustang convertible.
Yeah, but it didn't have a back seat in it. So what was back there?
Nothing. Like the car. Like they didn't base them on convertibles. They still based them on the coupe, so they still had to form the back half of the car. And it was just a two-seater. I just had a longer trunk.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Not.
So they're convertibles, the ones with the five window tops.
Yeah, yeah.
The three window back glass.
Have no back seat.
Really?
No.
So the ASC McLaren Mustangs.
That were two-seaters.
Really?
Yeah.
I just figured it was a convertible Mustang with their top on it.
And they cost a bunch. And that's, of course, why in 1990 or 91, they said, all right, we don't need to do this anymore, and they stopped.
So like, how much more was it than a regular Mustang?
Like 15 grand.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're expensive. You're in Corvette money, definitely. But ASC McLaren didn't really do anything mechanically to them. I think mine had a 355 gear from ASC McLaren. That was about it.
I mean, it didn't make any power, but it didn't move it around, I guess.
Well, mine made a lot of power, but it wasn't done by ASC McLaren.
It was done by the professor.
It was done by, like, a Ted I bought it from.
It's done by my homeboy Ted, you know.
Ted.
So, you've seen these things out here.
Yeah.
They're kind of funny looking. It's like got a Mercedes top.
Yep.
It's like a generic Mustang, I guess is the best way. Like, it's like the Mustang that like a made-for-TV show had, but they didn't want to pay Ford, like copyrights. So they're like, yeah, it's like everything that says Ford, they took off of it. And, yeah, it's like it's the GoBots of Transformers.
Had electrical tape on the Ford emblem on the steering wheel.
I've never got that. That's like the dumbest thing ever, which I don't know why they do it, but. Or they do it on their shirt, which makes it even worse. They're interviewing somebody and they got a big wad of tape on their shirt.
Yeah, or their hats.
Yeah. Like, I always wonder if they had like a cuss word on it or something good. Nope. It's just got their company name.
Just the logo.
I'm telling you. Gotta love it. I tell you what I don't love is these commercial breaks.
Every time.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about convertibles right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, as always, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Corbin, Kentucky?
Fun town.
KFC.
Fun town.
Well, actually, that's what I know about it, yeah.
Oh, is that KFC?
That's where the home of KFC.
That's what we ate. Tonight, yeah.
From Greenville. Yeah. Not Corbin.
Not Corbin.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, do you know what the Colonel's first restaurant was called?
I think it was called, like, Colonel's Chicken.
Or something like that, actually. Yeah.
I know
that Sanders Chicken or something.
His house is right there.
Yeah.
And it's got bulletproof windows because he's counting his money every night at his house.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Colonel actually was a very depressing man. He got like a dishonorable discharge from the military or something like that.
He was a pretty slimy old dog.
Yeah. Anyway, we ain't talking about chicken. We're talking about convertibles. And one thing I love about convertibles is everybody's got a convertible story.
Yeah.
Smitty, now I heard you talking over breaks, and you got one.
Yeah, I got a little one, man. I'm a... Cut it to the chase.
Don't say that to everybody.
Come on. FCC? Breezy laughing because she knows it's a lie. Anyhow, convertibles.
Or the truth.
Go ahead, little man.
Oh. That ain't even cool.
I love you.
That ain't even cool. Anyhow, my homeboy Matt growing up, man.
It's cute.
I mean, we was 16, 17. His first car was a red Cavalier convertible. Only dude in the hood that had a convertible. So, of course, everybody thought it was cool. And, I mean, this dude put systems in it and everything rattled. And the system sounded good, but inside, you remember how they used to sound them. Oh, it was an 85. So, I mean, it was like listening to a system in a bathtub. Yeah. But anyhow, Matt thought this thing was like a pro touring Cavalier. I don't even know. But this dude used to love to run curves and stuff, man. Well, you know, down by my house, the curvy road, the real curvy road that runs by the river. Him and my buddy Oak was going back toward 81 one night. And he's just giving it all it's got, cutting in and out of them curves, man. And he come around one curve, and the back wheel caught some gravel. Well, it spun around. And when it spun around, he hit the rear to a tree. I'm pretty sure I'm telling this story right, but I might not be. But anyhow, he hit the tree and dropped it, completely sunk it in Saluda River on like the dry bed, like a little creek section. But the river's just like, you know, 4 foot away from him. They're setting headlights pointing straight up in the tree. My man Oak, when everything, all the dust clears out, my man Oak looks to find Matt. Matt's in the back seat. This done slung him all the way to the back seat. Oak looks over, and when he looks over, one of the bracing that goes over the top up had done collapsed, and it collapsed like right here at his head. So when they hit the tree, it slung him this way and collapsed the top.
The bow of the top.
Yeah. And broke the bracing, I mean, like inches away from this dude's head. If he wouldn't have been slung over that way, them bracings would have probably went into the top of his head.
His head would look like a lollipop.
Yeah, and there and again, I don't like fast cars, which that car was not fast, but he tried to make it.
We know the steed them Cavaliers are.
Yeah, especially at 85,
they'll
right?
They'll bite you.
They'll get you.
When they go to a tree, you know, bad things happen, so.
So now, Professor, now you wrecked a convertible, too. You rolled a convertible.
I almost rolled. I don't know if you'd call it a roll. It also was a J body. Mine was a Sunbird.
Oh.
And I was coming to a friend's house late one night down Stallings Road. Had been hanging out with some other friends and was kind of in a hurry to get to where I was going. So it was probably about 1:30 in the morning.
Was there a lady involved?
There ended up being one.
It was a nurse.
She is a nurse now. Going on Stallings Road, doing about 105. a little too fast for that road.
That's a lie. That car would not do 105.
Yeah, we were going downhill. Or I was going downhill. And the right side went off the road, and I overcorrected and did something very, very similar to what your friend did, except there was no tree, but there was about a 6-foot ditch. Oh. So as I'm spinning around, all I'm thinking is, don't go towards the ditch, don't go towards the ditch. I'm going towards the ditch. Car ended up on its driver's side. Fortunately, my windows were down, and I didn't get hurt, but it's a little... Yeah, I'm looking out the side of, I'm looking out my windshield, and, I look to my left, and there's ground. So I put, when I kind of crawl out my passenger side window, and that is where a lady comes in. I was going to see my buddy Tricky, and,
Tricky.
Yeah. Anybody named Tricky, you got to watch.
I had a friend named Tricky.
Well, he wasn't even
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's got a friend named Tricky. Yeah.
He wasn't there, but he was going to get there, but his sister, Ashley, was there. And, so I walk back up to, that little party store in the end of Stallings, and I'm like, yo, come get me. The police are going to be getting to my car pretty soon, and I'd rather not be there, so let's get back to your house. So she came and got me at Scampers, that's what it's called, and she picked me up, and she's like...
That's a local convenience store.
Right. She's like, there's a bunch of highway patrol around your car. Do you want to go back? I said, no, I don't. Let's go to your house. I'll worry about that in the morning.
And, hey, girl.
Yeah, and they towed my car, and I had to find it and all that. But that's my fun convertible story.
See, my convertible story is it didn't involve wrecks or anything. And I actually got cussed out.
All right.
All right, so, Patrick, how long do we have? Okay. So back in my younger, I didn't know if I needed to give you the condensed version. So back in my younger days, I rocked an SN95 GT Mustang convertible. That was my baby. I loved it. Triple black. That was my
premier performance.
Performance. Had my sticker. We gotta have your car club sticker across the windshield. And you know, there's so many fun stories that go with that car. You remember when everybody used to put the girlfriend's name on the passenger side glass?
Mm-hmm.
You know when we had the little decal. And everybody put them at the top. Well, see, I was smarter than that. I put mine at the bottom. So I could just crack my windows down, and I was cool again, you know? And be like, look, there's your girl. Hey, girl, what's up? Hey, baby. How you doing? How's your mama? You know? So, but anyway, I'll never forget. We're riding through downtown Greenville. We're cruising. I lived for Friday and Saturday nights. Just cruise up down Main Street. You know, my parents met on Main Street. I met my first wife cruising on Main Street. And I almost met my second wife one time cruising Main Street. We didn't get married, but it got close. So, kindly, that was an intense 3 weeks. But anyway, so we're cruising down Main Street, and we're having a good time, and we're laughing and cutting up. And I got my buddy Keith in the car with me. And, you know, we're riding around, and, of course, a couple young guys, you know, we're out looking for girls. That's what we're doing. You know, we're cruising, but ultimately, end goal, you're looking for girls.
That's why guys cruise.
Exactly. So we're cruising around, and I'll never forget, there's this lady that came, this girl that rolled up beside me. And keep in mind, Main Street in downtown Greenville is a two-lane street, like a small town, you know, like downtown. And so we're just cruising. So keep in mind, I mean, I can reach out and touch the car beside me that's coming the other way. So we're cruising. I mean, you're rolling 3 miles an hour. And I'll never forget, a late model convertible Trans Am comes rolling up with this big old fat chick in it. And I mean, she was just gross. Like, this car was gorgeous, but she was just, ugh.
Dang.
And here I am, my little Mustang, my Flowmasters, counting them off, just boop, 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 boop. And she looks over at me. And keep in mind, I was a bigger boy back then, too, but I had standards anyway. And she looks over at me, and she goes, hey, she said, you want to ride with me? And I said, just think of how much better this would go if your daddy bought you like a Sunbird and sent you to Jenny Craig.
Oh, my God.
And I said that to her.
Oh, God.
And she cussed me.
I bet.
Imagine.
She called me a lot of bad words. That was the longest red light of my life. So just the things that she said to me. Because I was stuck in traffic. I had nowhere. I couldn't move. And I was every four-letter word in the English language.
Were you expecting a thank you?
I was about to say, you kind of deserve maybe
like,
that.
Maybe
one,
like
buddy.
A suggestion. You know what I'm saying?
A suggestion.
Maybe like, I mean, they didn't have gastric bypasses back then, but I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, the return on the investment, that Trans Am, that's a $6,000 car now. If she'd lost, you know, some of them chins, Rob she may have her a man.
Rob Pitt's thoughts and comments does not reflect Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
I'm just pointing out the obvious. You know what? And just think about the health things. That, you know what I'm saying? Like live a longer life and everything.
That's very kind of you.
I mean, exactly. See, that's what I should have got. I should have got, you know what? You know what? Thank you. But no, she cussed me. I'm telling you. All right. Well, I'm trying to convince you guys that I'm okay. Stay tuned. We got a Craigslist challenge like no other. You don't want to miss. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hola, mi amigos.
What up, y'all?
Well, we're mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say you got the wrong studio, sis. You know, I'm like hitting, down the hall.
I'm hitting demographics.
You're hitting something, all right. Have my microphone turned up. I'm thinking my headphones were hot. And you come in with that, I'm like, holy crap.
Well, it was Cinco de Mayo a couple of days ago.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a lot of things a couple of days ago.
Yeah, but a whole day devoted to tacos.
I don't think that's right.
What those.
It's not. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Of course, we
just love tacos.
We have hot rods and we celebrate Cinco de Mayo
hey, Patrick,
every day.
You got any tacos over there?
No French bread pizzas. No tacos.
Useless.
All right. Then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Wichita, Kansas?
Wichita.
The Wichita line man.
You know it.
Oh, Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, yeah.
That's Glenn Campbell. The Rhinestone Cowboy.
We should do a show about Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell was the man. He ain't hitting on much right now, but he is the man. He used to party with a guy from the Beach Boys, remember?
I thought he was dead.
Glenn Campbell, he may be dead now.
I think he is dead now.
He was in bad shape, I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know why we talk about dead singers on this show so much, but...
We do, quite frequently.
It's kind of a thing for us. Right. So
it's because all live singers suck.
Breezy.
Take that, y'all.
Breezy, don't you got a funk of verbal story. We do not want you to feel left out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for including me. Mine is actually similar to yours because it
takes
place. Did
you get cussed out by a fat chick too?
No, thank God. No. But I was in downtown Greenville and I was down there for the same reason as you, only I was trying to find a man, but at that time it was a guy. And that's what girls did. You know, we'd go down there during the summertime, and anybody that had a bike, we would go ride it. And, I mean, it was just fun. It was random people. You just get on their bikes and go for a ride.
Sounds dangerous.
It was very dangerous now that I think about it.
I mean, if you think about that, though, I mean, seriously, and I don't want to get too far off the path. Do you really, I had, like, girls get in my car. You know me from that. I could be an axe murderer with a sweet Mustang.
Oh, yeah. But they get in your car anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we did. I mean, it was fun. It was dangerous. It was scary. And it was exciting. So, you know, that's just what you did. Well, that particular day, we decided we were going to go to the club that night because it was around that time. You know, I was a club rat. So we got all dressed up like we usually would. And my friend, her dad, had just started working at BMW and he had a Roadster. Brand new spanking convertible Roadster. Thing was absolutely beautiful. So we're like, we're going to take the Roadster out tonight. So we take it downtown. Beautiful day. Gorgeous day. It's like right at like where it's starting to get dark and everybody's starting to like really flood down Main Street. We're hollering and hooping and having a good old time. And there's a whole group of guys sitting on the side of the road. And we're talking to them out the car. and we're getting ready to go pull over, but we're going to make one more pass because there's so much traffic. And, you know, there's so many people down there, too. So you just want to see everybody. So we start going, and we're flirting still.
You want them to see you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we look good, too. I had on leather pants, tube top. You know, I was dressed to the nine at this point. Well, we started.
I know when I got my leather pants and tube top on, I'm looking for a good time.
Exactly. We started to go, and if anybody has been on Main Street Greenville, you know once that light changes, you got to go. There's no, you can't just stop and talk to somebody because people will get mad. So we start to go. All of a sudden, the bottom falls out. It starts pouring down buckets of rain to the point it was those huge drops where it hurt, like you had bruises from the raindrops. We had to get the convertible top back up. You can't do it while you're driving. So we had to stop in the middle of Main Street, her foot on the brake, pulling the convertible top up and getting soaked the whole entire time. By the end of it, the guys were gone. We looked like drowned swamp rats. Didn't go to the club. Went home. Chalked up to a really bad night.
You didn't ride any motorcycles either?
No, not a one.
So
you could say the rain kind of motorcycle blocked you?
Yeah, it motorcycle blocked her for real.
Yes, it did.
Oh, man. All right, we got a Craigslist challenge. We're going to squeeze it in right quick. Real quick, we had to find a convertible. Local Craigslist that runs 5,000 or less. Smitty, go with it.
I found me a 68 Ford Fairlane two-door convertible. This thing is clean as a pin. $5,000.
He said, I'm rolling classic. I saw it's blue. It looks good.
And it's got a 390.
And a 390. What about you? Do you find a motorcycle?
No. I found an 88 XJS Jaguar Hessen Eisenhart for $4,000. Blue, absolutely beautiful, brand new motor, dependable, retails over $80,000. And it's only one of 1,000 ever made.
What year is it?
88.
In 1988, $80,000 for a Jaguar.
Wow, that doesn't run.
No, it does run.
It does.
It's got a brand new motor.
It won't in a couple weeks.
That's my kind of Jag then. Yeah. That it will run.
And it's got a rare power top to it.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Professor.
I found a 1997. It says Pontiac Firebird Formula Convertible, but they're wrong. It's Trans Am. 130,000
miles. Don't
you
hate calling somebody about the car they own and tell them they're wrong about it?
Yeah, you need to change your ad.
You're an idiot.
Car is beautiful. Got some American Racing torque thrust on it. For some reason, it has the word key engraved in both headrests. Probably have to fix that. But $44.99, that's in Atlanta.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So I found a Jaguar XK8 convertible that runs. For $1,600. Now, it's not the cleanest example in the world. But there's a reason why I did this. There's a reason why. Silver, black top. So I could spend $24.95 and get this bad C4 Corvette to go with it.
In similar conditions.
Two for one. Although, I'll be honest with you, I normally pull for myself because I like to win. But I think Breezy's got it with a small block Jag. Between the LT 97, that's a LS one, right?
LT1
Trans Am. Then you got Smitty in the Classic. So it's a heads up between you three.
I was going to have Smitty, actually.
You going Smitty?
I went Smitty, too.
I went Breezy.
Go Breezy, but I'm going to go Smitty on that one.
So is it like a dead heat?
It's a tough one. No, I think everybody's got Smitty.
Yeah, we'll give it to Smitty.
I ain't giving you nothing. I ain't giving nothing but a hard time.
I kind of have to after my motorcycle story.
If I had a motorcycle, you'd give it to me.
I knew I should have got into motorcycles. All this time, I had to get into cars.
Damn motorcycle.
Richard, you ever thought about like... We should do like motorcycles and milkshakes or something. Like a spinoff show.
Apparently the milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
And the motorcycle brings the girls out too. I'm telling you, that's crazy. It's funny, the things you learn.
Yeah, I'm a little stifled.
I am too. It's been a fun show. I've really enjoyed it. Like, I really have. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've learned a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what's that, associative talking?
Yeah. It's a very eye-opening experience.
Let's just say I learned a lot on this show. A lot. More than I wanted to.
I learned nothing at all.
Oh, no, no, no. There's something you should have learned from that. You definitely should have picked up something from it.
If anybody wants to know what we're talking about, I'm trying to get Patrick to send it to me. So y'all just shoot me a Facebook message or something, and I'll send it to you. It's worth the typing, I promise.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth it. Like, I don't know. I'd be careful typing that out.
No, this needs to be shared with the world. This is gold.
This does not need to be shared with the world.
Oh, this is going to be shared.
No.
I tell you what. I'll tell you another very important thing you need to remember, guys. It's Mother's Day.
Oh.
It is.
Of course it is.
That's right. And if you're listening to the show, it's late. It's late on Mother's Day. So you need to pick up your phone and call your mom and tell her you love her. Go ahead and tell her old Rob said hey. And tell her professor said what's up.
Carry out the Milo. Close at 10.
That's right. All right, guys. I'll tell you what. I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.